Hey everyone, welcome to the Grace Tessic Podcast, where I talk about many music topics from rock to pop and other genres. I'm Grace from Utah, just a middle schooler who likes to listen to all kinds of music and tell you about it. Hope you enjoy the listen.
If you have listened to my podcast before, welcome back. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Here on the Gracetastic Podcast, we always have the same format. I usually focus on one topic and include three different sections to talk about, or it can be a question. Today, I'll be talking about MF Doom. Doom is one of my favorite artists. He is very popular. I think many people have heard of him. He is a very good artist, and I enjoy most of his songs. If you're interested in the new, cool, unique artist, you have definitely come to the right place. You are so welcome to listen up, because you better listen up, because he is awesome. I hope you enjoy me talking about him.
Alright, first I'll be talking about MF Doom himself, how old he is, his real name, about his family, things that have happened, major events, stuff like that, etc. MF Doom was 49 years old. You'll get why I said was later. I would think he has kids, but I'm not sure how many. I know he does have one, but he passed away. MF Doom actually died on October 31st, 2020. This was very unexpected, and he was very young, like 49. I wouldn't think he'd have to have a disease. Also, it's kind of creepy because he died on Halloween, and like that's kind of like Day of the Dead. And the internet found out 2 months after it happened, on December 31st, by his wife, Jasmine DeMille, on Instagram. MF Doom's real name is Daniel DeMille. King Malachi Ezekiel DeMille, I don't know if I said that right, but he was born on 22nd of February 2003. He tragically passed away in 2017 at the age of 14. That's what I meant by he has one kid. And MF Doom, that's why I said he was 49 years old. Nothing was revealed about how they died. Doom and his son will be missed greatly. It's a bit unexpected and kind of creepy that they both died at young ages and no one revealed how. But, yeah. Alright, next I'll be talking about his unique type of songs. MF Doom, low-key mumble rap, but not really, he's just like a rapper. But his music is so good and I'm so mad he passed away. I wish he could make more songs. He has so many good collabs, so many good artists. I can show you some of my favorite songs from him. If he existed right now, I'd pay anything to go to his concerts. His music is chill and can be crazy. It's just so unique. I will show you some examples of some of his songs that some of them are unique, some of them are different, some of them are similar. They're all similar in a way, but they're also really different. Let me just pull up one of his songs. This song is called Lavender Buds. I'll play it. Just play a little of it. So that song is like one of my favorites, and it's like one of those chill type of songs. Then I got another song called Coffin Nails. It's pretty good, and I like it a lot, and it's pretty chill. But it also repeats itself, but it's pretty chill. Thank you. Okay, a lot of his songs also don't have like words in them, but here's another one that raps a lot. It has lots of words.
Out in the streets, you won't survive with whack tappies. These days and times, that's how we get ours with ours. To my mother's face, bro, the stars are cast iron. Moving into one blast to the last.
Here's another one called Darkness. It's like kind of mumble now. It is mumble. A lot of them repeat themselves and just have the same words, but I really enjoy his songs and many of them are unique. You might not enjoy them and think they're like really weird and like emo songs, I guess, but like I really like them and I like how unique they are. And yeah, hope you enjoyed.
Are you tired of buying each and every individual song you like? Try Spotify, where you can play any song you want by just buying a subscription monthly. Or don't buy a subscription, but only have a few takebacks to listen to all the songs you love. You can make playlists that shuffle around without a subscription with limited skips. Or have one and make playlists and cue your songs so you can play all the good ones in order. Try Spotify.
Okay, next I'll be talking about his popularity. How's he doing now? I know he's dead, but like, how's his music doing now, I guess? How he started music making, all of that. You kind of get the general idea. MF Doom actually started blowing up more after his death for some reason. His streams exploded by 870% after his death announcement. He actually started rapping in 1988. People say he was a natural and good with wordplay. MF Doom has a net worth of $1 million. His family probably still gets money because of his music, because it's still popular and many people still listen to it, because I definitely do, and I know many people too. It also is still popular and got more popular because of an app called TikTok. And TikTok, people use sounds and then they blow up and everyone wants to like listen to the songs, so I'm sure TikTok definitely helped. I'm still curious if his family, like, inherits his money from, like, people still listening to the songs. I hope they do, because, like, he was the moneymaker, probably, and he died, so they probably couldn't get much money. But they probably inherited a lot, so, yeah.
Okay, so, we have heard many opinions and, like, facts about MF Doom and what he's like and the kind of music he makes. I hope you have enjoyed me talking about him, and maybe you have found a new kind of music you like. This one's pretty unique. Who knows, maybe now that I showed you him, you're absolutely obsessed, because I kind of am, but like not fully obsessed, you know. But make sure to reach out if you like this type of music and you really enjoyed it, because I don't know if many people will enjoy it, but it's all about inspiring music middle schoolers to love different music and show them different kinds they might like and like find their true music tastes. Hope you enjoy.
You have reached the end of another episode of the Gracetastic Podcast. Connect with me at gracetastic.org. where you can reach out to me, tell me your stories and inspirations. Maybe you'll be featured in a special episode or a secret one that I'll put out on my newsletter. Remember, that's GRACETASTIC.ORG. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to receive free materials and maybe even get to listen to special hidden episodes, like I said before. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope to see you again sometime soon or hear from you on my website, and many of your stories are inspirations. See you at the next episode.